Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The Lauriston and Chomsepen 4-H recently staged its annual stew festival. Stay with us to hear more and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Soyas. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
The 20-year-old Lauriston and Chomsepen Community 4-H Club recently staged its 10th annual stew festival on the grounds of Brooklyn Park in Chomsepen, Spanish Town. 42 agencies, including government organizations, private sector companies, and civic organizations, participated and supported the event. The street-side festival attracted scores of residents from communities in St. Catherine who came out to partake of the various stewed food offerings. The fair included stewed rabbit, duck, chicken, pork, eggs, and fruits such as guava, pineapple, June plum, mango, and cherry. Stew Festival 2017 also featured a community cook-off, cooking demonstrations, and marching band displays, and culminated with a gospel concert.
The money that we made from the Stew Festival go back into training towards our Lauriston and Chomsepen 4-H Club.
Founder and club leader Cheyenne Christie. Mr. Christie says the club educates and mobilizes young people in agriculture, home economics, leadership skills, and healthy lifestyle habits.
We train right around the year, and whatever money go back to training, developing young persons' mind, attitude, and leadership quality.
Head of the Jamaica 4-H Club's Ron Blake says the annual Stew Festival showcases the creativity of the youth, allows them to network with people in the microfinance sector, and provides a space for persons who are doing well to serve as a model for entrepreneurship.
When I see what Lauriston Community 4-H Club is doing in transforming Lauriston through the leadership of Cheyenne Christie, it tells me that we can create structures like these across the country, and we can go into some of the most challenging community and we can transform them.
Sales and marketing manager for title sponsor Jamrock One Media, Denise Montague, shares why the company is in support of the community event.
They are giving back to the community. We realize it's a good opportunity to help them to give back to the community.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides five options starting at only $1,000 per month for option one, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option five, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Lick a axe, cut down big tree. Translation, a small axe can be used to fall a big tree. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, size doesn't matter, it's the effort that counts. A similar meaning is, never underestimate anyone's potential. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyas with Studio Engineer Andre Soyas, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.